Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Comedy at the Carlson Cast, live at the Carlson Comedy Club. Here's your host, the one and only Mr. Vinny Paulino. He's accompanied, as always, by Brian Ball and his ragtag crew. Please put your hands together for the one and only Mr. Vinny Paulino.
Hey ho, good morning Rochester, welcome to the Comedy at the Carlson Cast. It's your buddy Vinny, sitting here as always with the B to my A, Brian Ball.
That's me. How's it going? Good morning, Vinny.
I'm glad to be here, man. This is a
lovely, lovely day.
A slightly nerve-wracking show today, man.
Why is that?
Well, because, like, I'm nervous.
Just because there's, like, a legend in the room that makes you nervous?
A little bit.
That's all it takes?
He's looking at us right now. Gilbert Gottfried's here, everybody.
Yes.
Good morning, Gilbert.
Yeah. I would think any guest you'd have on the show.
Being nerve-wracking?
Yeah, yes, yes.
People shouldn't I shouldn't be allowed to talk to people.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah.
I would think if a homeless man wandered in here, you should go, how did I get him?
The answer is Mark Ippolito left a door open. Oh, my God. So, Gilbert, welcome to Rochester. How long has it been since you've been here? I know you've been to town before, but it's been a bit.
I know. I never realized. I know I've been to Rochester before. But when I'm like one of those characters in the movies with amnesia.
Uh-huh.
Who, wanders in some place and goes, oh, this table, the corner of the table looks familiar.
I see.
That's how those of us that live here also feel.
We're
morning we're like, I know I'm here, but I don't know how that
happened. There are entire states that I swear I've never been to, and then when I go there and I go in the club, I see I've signed the walls. So I go, oh, okay, so I've been here.
Are you sure there isn't a forger?
Yeah, yes, yeah. There's a guy who just goes around signing my name on walls.
Just to confuse you.
Yeah, a guy who just, one of those con men who just didn't have the ambition. to get to Bernie Madoff level.
So he could have done anybody, but he chose you, Gilbert.
Yeah, yeah, he chose me, and he writes my name on walls.
It's the long con.
Yes.
Hasn't paid off yet. We want to remind you guys that Gilbert is in town at Comedy at the Carlson. He's going to be doing one show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in the lovely Kevin Meaney room, our main room. You can get your tickets now. They're going quick, so make sure you visit carlsoncomedy.com or just call the number on the screen and make your reservations because it's going to be a good show. Gilbert, we're glad to have you here. But I have to ask you a question because we opened this up for questions from viewers, and I got the same question from a lot of people. And I guess I'm going to ask you the same question I asked. Is there going to be a live-action Aladdin movie?
Yeah, but I haven't heard anything about wearing a parrot suit.
I was going to say, how do they even do that? Who's playing the rug?
Yes, yeah. I don't understand any of it.
The rug is a very sturdy gentleman.
When Aladdin opened on Broadway, the play, I wasn't even invited.
Why?
And I even at one point called them. I called the theater and introduced myself, and I said, is it possible I'd like to see the show? And they said, well, across the street, they have half-price tickets. Oh. and it was like, oh, okay.
Well, there's a deal.
Now I feel like Tom Cruise.
Maybe maybe if you get out on Times Square and do a little bit of barking for us,
yes,
we'll let you.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So, Brian Ball is probably more nervous than I am because apparently, according to him, you helped get him through his time in the Air Force.
I did.
I worked a very boring job where I did work all night and just wait for the phone to ring. And
people who claim to see UFOs would call him.
Yeah. We had nothing
in the Air Force.
And all we had was USA up all night.
Oh my God!
And we all like would call each other and do little Gilbert Gottfried impressions and stuff back and forth on the phone.
Let's hear one.
What is that? The one I'm trying to think of what I remember.
Please don't do it. Yeah. It's going to hurt my soul.
It's going to hurt your soul. I apologize in advance, but you're here, and it's my chance to do it. I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and I can't get this dog off my leg.
Ah.
The promo things with the dog on your leg.
Don't shoot. That's
Mark's fault. Sorry.
Yes.
What is going on in there? By the way, Brian, that sounded like a comedian. That sounded like you doing an impression of a comedian doing
an impression of Gilbert Gottfried. That's what it was. It's an Inception impression.
So now that you're in town, you did Buffalo this weekend. Let me ask you. We have a feud with Buffalo going. Yes. Which city are you enjoying more?
Oh, well, I'm in Rochester now, right?
Correct.
Rochester.
Perfect.
Thanks for checking first.
See, that's another thing. Like, when I'll watch TV and they'll have, have a funny clip of something like of a politician or a singer going, you know, I love you, Ohio. And then you realize they're not in Ohio when they're yelling. And I think I never laugh at that because I know the feeling.
Right.
I know there are times when I'm walking down the street and I don't know where I am.
Okay, that sentence just kind of sunk in for a second.
Yeah.
That happens to you a lot, does it?
Oh, yeah, because I'm always traveling. So
right.
I don't know the club I'm working. I don't know the city I'm in.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you've been doing it for a long time. Let me ask you this question. Let's jog your memory with something. Has there ever been a comedy show that maybe you were a part of or not a part of that you just witnessed that stuck with you? Like a performance that you saw that you thought was amazing from another performer that you really dug? Who do you like, I guess, is what I'm asking.
No, I always think everyone else sucks.
Right?
especially when you're a comic. Because it's like, you know, you watch other comics and at best you go, ah, oh, that was kind of clever, I guess. Kind of like if you managed a restaurant and you went to another restaurant on your day off and you'd go, that's not how I would do this.
Right. There's nothing good. You just notice all the things, the little mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, real quick, let me make sure we talk about our sponsors real fast. The good folks at Three Head Brewing. Get to threeheadsbrewing.com for more information on that. And if you're coming to the club to see Gilbert, make sure you try the kind because it is delicious. And also, Iron Smoke Whiskey. Make sure you drink responsibly. It is handcrafted in upstate New York, available in two varieties, Applewood Smoked Whiskey and Rattlesnake Rosie's Apple Pie Whiskey. Do you drink, Gilbert?
I just take heroin.
That's a good call.
It's always been good for me.
You and half the population of Rochester.
Yes.
I wonder how you managed to keep your figure.
I should mention I have a podcast.
Oh, we're going to get there.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love your podcast.
Yeah, Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast. And there's a documentary about me that some filmmaker named Neil Berkeley made called Gilbert. I won't tell you what the title means.
So when somebody approached you to do a documentary, did that freak you out at all?
Yeah. I was against it from the start. This Neil Berkeley says to me, you know, I've always dreamt about doing a Gilbert Gottfried documentary.
At that point, you realize he's a sicko and you just want to have nothing to do with him.
Yeah, and I said, you should set your dreams a lot higher.
Right.
Yeah, make a...
The Emo Phillips movie.
Or a Yakov Smirnoff. Yes, Yakov Smirnoff. What a country. in America,
he's killing it.
A car. In Russia, the car drives you. What a country.
You know, Gilbert, I'm thinking we might need to make this movie. Might need to drive to Branson. We go interview all the people that go to his theater.
And then we just have Gilbert play Yakov.
He was... I don't think I've ever been to Branson.
Well, you don't ever know where you are, so yeah, let's not.
Yeah, I can't be sure, but that's.
I think you'd remember that theater.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm sure I would.
Are you close with Yakov? You guys ever hang out back in the day?
Oh, we two are party animals. Kind of like Frank and Dean.
I'm not sure I'm buying all this.
Tighter even. Oh my God. Who are your friends in the business? Who do you hang out with?
You know, I just got asked. I get asked that a lot. And okay. I don't really have. I'm like friends with them if I run into them. But if you were to say to me right now, call up one of your celebrity friends, I'd be lost.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't ask you to do that. That'd be a little weird.
If one of them walked in.
Do you think they'd be a better interview if we called one of them? I'm just wondering.
Can you call Yakov?
Yeah. Get your buddy Yakov on the phone.
Talk about the old days.
Yeah. I'll like, if I run into them, we'll talk and laugh and everything. But if I felt like talking to somebody, I can't think of any celebrity I could call up.
So here's what I think my impression of you right now is. You're someone who just abides. You just live.
Exactly.
I like that. Yeah. I think that's a great way to go through things.
Yeah.
Because nothing really sticks. The trauma, nothing really sticks. You just got to move on.
I wish I was like, I have. Conversations that arguments I had with someone when I was 2 that are still going on in my head.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, you never know where you are.
You
can't remember the name of the airport you just left, but you remember conversations from being 2.
So this guy who does this documentary about you have no real celebrity friends.
Yeah.
He's following you around with the camera. I mean, how long is the movie?
It's about 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. I gotta watch this now. It's just called Gilbert, huh? Okay.
And I'm not even sure when it comes out. I think either November or December.
Oh, good. Time for the holidays. Good.
Yeah.
Gather the family around.
Yeah, it'll be up against, like, X-Men.
Oh, there's only a new Star Wars coming out. You'll be all right.
I think people are over that.
Yeah, the new Harry Potter and Matrix.
You got Disney involved in this in any way? So at any point did this guy in the documentary be like, here's a parrot suit. Did he ever do that to you? I have to say that you have been just an incredible performer in stand-up in general. But people, I guess, are always kind of shocked by your act because they expect, you know, you work professionally doing voiceover stuff like that, and they don't know how to separate that persona from Gilbert the stand-up. Do you find that being a problem a lot for you?
Well, here's my one of my favorite stories is that when the Aristocrats some woman got up in the middle of the movie.
Okay.
The middle.
And, the best part.
And she stood up and said, "This isn't the Aristocats." And I thought, at what point
did she really not realize?
Yeah.
That's great that the guy from Penn and Teller is out here, but what are the cartoon cats coming out?
Yeah.
There's so little dancing on pianos in this. I don't understand.
I just came for the kitties.
God. So you're doing one show tonight in Rochester. Where are you heading next? Where else are you going?
Oh, God.
Does it matter?
Yeah, that's another thing. If I don't have a date book in front of me. I don't know how to put stuff on my phone. I could put it in a date book. And if I don't have that, I think I'm going to be in West Palm Beach in Florida.
Okay.
I think.
All right. Now, are you a technologically advanced individual? What kind of phone are you rolling?
No. See, my phone can do everything, and I barely am able to make calls on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like there's a million things it can do that I have no idea.
You are like the definition of first world problem. You don't know how to work your fancy phone, and you may or may not be in Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like living my life from the outside.
I think you're just like disassociated with it. I think you just exist inside of there somewhere.
It's kind of like a few times I was booked in places where they put me in like a hotel, big hotel suite, like a really... and with a jacuzzi in it and everything like that. And I sit there and go, you know, somebody else would really be enjoying it. It's like when I used to do MTV Spring Break.
Right.
And I think, wow, somebody normal would be having the time
of their lives.
Yeah. Or one time I got booked to be the host of the Miss Naked America contest.
Who's your agent? Holy crap.
Yeah. And I was there the whole time feeling miserable. And I thought, see, that just shows there's something wrong with me. Any other guy would have think he died and went to heaven.
Uh-huh.
And I was there feeling miserable and wanting to get out of it.
Well, I guess what if the professionals said is wrong with you? What have they told you?
Yeah, I should go to more of them.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
Interesting. So you're touring the country. You're going all over the place. You probably keep a very, very busy schedule. Can I ask you, not really a sensitive question, but are you you ever getting booked back on Stern? What happened there?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's been a couple of years since I was on there.
Yeah, like it just, I can't believe that you haven't been on there forever. You've got dates, you're working.
I mean, I think I'm kind of used to it now in that, like, I feel like in life in general, but especially show business, you can never really just kick your shoes off and say, well, I'm here now.
Sure.
And because it, you know, like there are certain shows, a TV, a radio that I was popular on that just one day stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard like Carson. I was never on the Carson show, but I heard with Johnny Carson, he would have guests that you identified with his show. And then one day he'd say to his henchmen, I don't think we're going to have him back anymore.
And then it was just over with.
Yeah. Like Carson used to have Charlie Callis on the show all the time. And then one day he said, nah, we're not booking him anymore.
Well, everyone knows the famous story with Joan, how she got blackballed because she did the show with Fox. What did Charlie do? He just didn't like him? He was done.
I guess just one day he went changed. On and said, hey, Johnny.
And he just looked at Adam's like, this isn't working for me anymore.
He didn't like that last sound effect.
He was a very edgy act. Very edgy. I could see why Johnny
Which
got uncomfortable.
Which reminds me. Where's the black guy who did the sound effects from Police Academy?
I did a show with him last summer.
You did?
I did. Wow. He says hi. Wow. He told me to tell you and Yaka Velo. Michael Winslow.
I remember for a while they had a Police Academy series. And
it was a cartoon show, right?
Yeah. A cartoon show. And that's what really got me. So they had a cartoon drawing of this guy with sound effects, and it's like a cartoon.
Where's the magic?
A cartoon doing sound effects is not all that impressive.
It's called Transformers, really.
Yeah,
it's
because you could go, like if it's a cartoon, they could just press a button and have a car horn and a gunshot. Yeah,
just like that. I made that sound with my mouth.
Yeah, like, that we stole it from that guy's act. We totally this whole thing is all Michael Winslow. Every noise here.
Now, what that story you're just telling, that's why I love your podcast, because it's like all old, like show business stuff. Like when I was a kid, like you interviewed like Wink Martindale on your podcast. Who does that? But it was great. You know, you just bring it back, all these old guys, Norman Lear and all that stuff. Like, you have all these old TV personalities talk about all my favorite old movies. It's hilarious.
We had two of the original Catwomen from the city.
Julie Newmar and Eartha Kitt, was it?
Well, she was a Catwoman, but we had Julie Newmar and Lee Merriweather.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And, we had this actor, Dick Miller.
Okay.
Who's one of these guys, if you saw him, you'd know him.
Okay.
I'm Googling Dick Miller right now. Corman.
Oh, no fooling.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke came on, Carl Reiner.
What's it like to talk to Dick Van Dyke?
He was great. He was like totally sharp. He moves around much better than I move around.
How old is he now?
He's in his 90s.
Oh, man. Geez. You know, I take him every year in that death pool. I hate to say it, but him and Shatner both every year, and I lose.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some of these people that won't die.
They'll outlive us all.
Yeah. And as another guy, Marty Allen, who used to be in the comedy team of Allen and Rossi.
Okay.
And they were on the Ed Sullivan Show with the Beatles. Yeah.
Yeah, everyone remembers.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, like
the other guys that were on that night.
Yeah, when you watch Sullivan that night, afterwards you said, "Boy,
these guys are great."
Exciting. Alan and Rossi came.
Those
out?
British guys were okay.
Yeah,
but
you should have heard the pop that Alan and Rossi got.
Wow. Oh, we had Tommy James, who used to sing, "I Think We're Alone Now."
I was going to say, I was trying to remember what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a dumb question. You had Julie Newmar on there. Did you like that old Batman show? Was that kind of your thing?
Oh, yeah. I remember I liked that. And and Julie Newmar and Lee Merriweather in that Catwoman outfit, of course. Back then, that was like
it was scandalous.
It was like porn.
Yeah.
A lot of, you know, people really sexualized that 60s Batman show.
Oh, yeah.
Like in a really weird way.
It's so funny. I can't imagine, like, life now, growing up now, where porn is available for you and
everywhere.
Yeah. And I mean, back when I was growing up, If there was a girl in a low-cut dress on TV, it would be amazing.
Your parents were writing letters.
And so someone in a Catwoman outfit, that was out-and-out porn.
Yeah. Now, you have two younger kids now.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's a weird subject. How old are your kids now?
Very young. 8 and 10.
Oh, so they probably just seen some pretty mild
porn at this point. Only seen the
softcore stuff.
I remember
when they had the solid gold dancers and that was porn.
Now we're talking.
And this is something, even when I was like a kid watching this, I couldn't understand what the hell they were talking about. And that's when they would refer to Charlie's Angels as like jiggle TV and borderline porn. I always thought they don't show anything on this show.
Well, I mean, it just shows, I guess, you know, they call it the patriarchy now. Like, they had a show with three women on it, and it was automatically porn.
Yes.
Maybe feminism, they have a point. I think they have a point.
My teenagers can't even believe that you used to have to pay for porn.
Oh,
like,
my
they're shocked
God,
at
yeah.
that. They're like, oh, it's everywhere. Why do you ever pay for it?
People barely even get paid for it now. It's like...
Yeah. And the other thing is the idea of calling up a girl And that used to be the scariest thing in the world. It was traumatizing. And now it's like, you know, yeah, you text people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like...
So much pressure off.
Yeah, you could text anybody. And you could sound witty on your text.
I've never been accused of that. No. So. Maybe. Yeah, I guess Gilbert's doing one show tomorrow night, Tuesday night at Comedy at the Carlson, August 15th. Get your tickets at carlsoncomedy.com. And thanks again to our sponsors, Three Head Brewing and Iron Smoke Whiskey. Gilbert, you're the greatest. I got to tell you something. I got a copy of your book here, and I was wondering if you'd be kind enough to sign it for me after this.
Oh, I'm really busy.
I understand. I wanted to tell you about this copy of it because I bought it at a library sale. And I love it because, like, I bought it for, I don't know.
What was the... 37 cents.
Oh, yeah. No. I would never have gone that high. That I think they were like four for a dollar, and they had a bin of them. I don't know. But it's from originally from the library this is originally from. I think you'll get a kick out of this. This is Johnson County Library, Shawnee Mission, Kansas. I was shocked this thing hasn't been burned. I'm shocked that it still
one
exists.
One thing I was very happy about, when the movie Little Nicky came out, starring Adam Sandler.
And the great Dan Marino.
Yes. A couple of days later, I was walking through a 99-cent store and saw a giant bin of Little Nicky merchandise. And I remember I was so thrilled.
Gilbert Gottfried, everybody. Come see him at Comedy at the Carlson. And make sure you check out his podcast.
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal podcast. And the documentary Gilbert.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see that. I hope they just, like, interject, like, clips of the Solid Gold Dancers. It'll be a whole beautiful thing. It'll be an amazing video. Amazing movie. Thank you so much. We'll see you Friday morning with Vincent Pastore. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow the show, Carlson Cast, on Facebook, Twitter, and all that good jazz. Brian Ball, adequate as usual.
Thank you. And the great, thank you. That's what I always strive for.
And the great Gilbert Gottfried. Thank you for your time, man.
I thought you were going to say the great me, but all right. This guy.
And Steve Wrigley. Kill the stream, Steve.
All righty. Thank you.